take the Word of God now. We'll turn it to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 32. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's hear now the word of our Lord. Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught in Him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness in the truth of the truth. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. That is the word of the Lord. The first three chapters contain for us the doctrine of the gospel, which the Lord called us unto Himself. But the rest of the book now goes to, more particularly, the application. And that is why there is the word therefore at the beginning of chapter 4. The rest of the book is summed up in this general exhortation. Verse 1. Therefore, based on the calling, based upon the gospel, he says, I implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. The calling of which we just heard in chapters 1 through 3. Walk worthy of that call. And so verses 2 through 16, we find the exhortation of what this means. What does it mean to walk in a manner worthy of your calling? It means that we are to walk in mutual love, unity, and harmony. This is the chapter, one of the best chapters on the unity of the Church of Jesus Christ. We as the Church, because of our call, must be united as one body, not divided. There's many congregations that are divided. We are to be united. And how do we do this? But with humility and gentleness and patience. Why? He gives the reason, because there's one body and one spirit, and the list goes on, saying one faith, one baptism, one Lord over all. We are one. That is what is true. We are one. Therefore, we are to live as one. That's what Paul's saying. He's given the church then various gifts, differing gifts for the building up of the body. And so let us all work to attain unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God using our differing gifts. Our goal as a church and as a congregation is to grow together up into Christ and thus being sanctified. And this is how we will attain unity, through the truth of God's Word. And we need to remember this chapter, what it's teaching for this evening in 2 John, because it seems the Lord were expounding in 2 John upon Ephesians 4 and the unity of the church being founded upon the truth that is to be spoken of in love and to be spoken in love to each other. And so here he says, as you are to grow up in purity and holiness, you are to walk like the Gentiles. You not walk after the flesh with lusts and passions, but walk now with a renewed spirit of your mind, putting on the new self. You have a new self. Put on the new self. You have righteousness. You are declared righteous and holy before God, so be righteous and holy before God by His Holy Spirit and according to His truth. And the rest of the chapter are more particulars of what this means. What does it mean to put on the new self? What does it mean to live a righteous and holy life? And so he goes on the rest of the chapter, and he basically goes almost through every single one of the Ten Commandments. And so, beloved, here you find different aspects of how to be united as one body. And so let us pursue unity in Christ by His Word, that is the truth, and by His Holy Spirit in love. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for how You have blessed us richly in the heavenly places in Christ and called us unto Yourself and called us to be holy and blameless in Your sight. Father, we thank You that You have given us of Your Holy Spirit. And now we are not considered as Jew or Gentile, but now we are one in Christ Jesus. We are new creations. And we are being built up in Christ, who is the firm foundation upon the apostles and prophets, the Word of God, the truth, into one great body, the Bride of Christ, the Church of God. Father, we struggle with unity. Compared to other congregations, perhaps we have greater unity than many or most. And that we attribute obviously to You and Your working in us by Your Spirit. by your grace and mercy, and yet we are still a long way off from perfect and true unity. Thankful that we do have unity together in Christ, and that cannot be denied at all. So Father, we ask that by your Spirit you would grow us in the truth. You would grow us in knowledge and righteousness and holiness. You would grow us not only in knowing in our minds the truth and in believing the truth together, but also in speaking the truth, to live it out in love, speaking it to one another, that we would be iron sharpening iron. And so grow in unity in your church. And Father, we thank you for giving us the Word of God. We thank you that you show us how we are to be righteous and holy. That is only by your grace, obviously, and you're giving us your Spirit. But you give us the law. You give us the Ten Commandments, which are expounded here even. They teach us how we ought to walk and live and speak, and what it means to speak the truth in love, or to find unity in the truth. And so, Father, we ask that you would turn us from our sins, the sins where we have broken your commandments, not loving you and not loving our neighbor as ourself. Father, grow us in this, that we would love you and love our neighbor. Turn us from our sin and turn us unto you. Father, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for how you have graciously delivered over your Son unto death for us, that all who believe will not perish but have everlasting life. And if we do believe, we know we already have eternal life right now, sealed for us by your Holy Spirit, and evidence to us, even by believing, and the evidence of the fruit of that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which you have put within us. So Father, we ask that you would hear our prayers, be exalted and praised this day, and be found to have all glory, that none would go to ourselves, that we would not boast in ourselves, but boast in you, the great God and Savior, and our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. Amen.